green light to make the ultimate sandwich, the McDonald's McRib. You know, a lot of times it's either on a limited menu or your McDonald's has to decide to put it on the menu. Well, now I'm going to show you how you can make your own. Have you ever had the McRib?
I've never had the McRib.
Natalie's for me.
Okay, so this is the deal. For people who love it.
They're loyal.
So you get about a pound and a half, 2 pounds of pork shoulder. You're going to have sugar, water, some salt. This is Hunt's. No, Heinz.
Hunt's.
Is it Bianca? Which is it?
Hunt's.
It is Hunt's barbecue sauce. Original barbecue sauce. This is the closest. Hoagie roll, onions, and a beautiful pickles. So you're going to chop this up. You're going to put it in the food processor. Cube it. Okay. Then you're going to take some salt. Some sugar and some water, and you're going to put it in the food processor.
Oh.
All right.
So it's pork shoulder, right?
So it's pork shoulder.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, you get the idea. Put it in. There you go.
It's ground. There you go.
And you're going to pulse it. And you're going to grind it up till it gets into these nice little, and you'll form these into four balls. It'll make four patties, okay?
How do you make the McRib shape?
Basically, you make the McRib shape by just pressing it down flat. You'll get it into a rectangle.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All right? And then what you're going to do, because if you remember, if you ever had the McRib, it actually is like a boneless rib patty.
So there's no bone in it,
but you want to make little indentations so that they're like little mini riblets, okay?
Ooh.
You're going to put that, take those, put it on a sheet with parchment paper, and you're going to put this in the freezer till it's frozen.
Why?
Okay? So just so it kind of, it firms up.
Yeah.
All right, so we got one already here. Mm. So they'll keep their shape. Now you're going to heat a pan, all right? You're going
to put take those out whenever you're ready. So if you have a cookout or whatever, just take them out whenever you're ready.
You're just going to put them in a nice nonstick pan.
Yeah, I don't know what the real one tastes like, but this is
You're going to brown them on each side, all right? Then you're going to take them, and you're going to put them in the oven, bake them for a little bit. But first, you're going to put some barbecue sauce on them as you put it in the oven, okay? And then you have your patty. Meantime, you're browning your hoagie roll, okay?
Right.
Take your hoagie roll. You put the patty on top. Now, very important, pickles and raw onion.
Raw onion.
Right. And that's pretty much it. You can spoon on a little more sauce if you'd like.
Ooh.
And ladies and gentlemen,
really good.
You have your homemade McRib. And to get the recipe, you go to today.com/food, click on Restaurant Redo tab, and that, my friends.
This is so good.
The exact, it's awesome.
It's so good.
It's not, I mean, look, you can't get the McDonald's fries with this.
Why?
But, because you can't make
them. You can't make
those?
Can we, we should extend the redo week and you do fries. And can we get a shake?
I'll have fries with that.
Thank you.
I'll work on that. But in the meantime, Janelle Monáe, artist from Wonderland, hitting the stage one more time for the hit song, Classic Man, right after these messages.
I don't think I would ever want a real one after this.